Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Stings.
Do the hammer line.
Hi there, pals. I am Chris Things Brian. You've stumbled across another edition of Wrestling Art with Chris Things. Yep, it is the most niche podcast, but you probably know what's up. Anyway, this is our Wrestling Club special edition of the show. I've started doing this. Dedicating a little bit of an episode to this silly little wrestling club thing that I have at my favorite bar in the whole wide world, the Scratch Bar on a beautiful Park Road in Milton, Queensland, Australia, where I play a bunch of my unique wrestling tastes for a bar full of some suspecting and unsuspecting patrons, but I really enjoy it. Where else are you gonna force a bar to watch a swimming pool death match? I don't know, but anyway, so what we do here, before I jump into the playlist itself, we have a little bit of audio from the night. I thought I'd get you guys a little bit caught up with the Chris Things, what's going on in the world of Chris Things with my little old art practice. I am an artist. I am a proud wrestling artist. I'm somehow attempting to make a living out of being a wrestling artist, and it's sort of working out. I had some quite a few cool things happening, so I thought it'd be good to get you all caught up on that. It is a lovely rainy day up in the hills of Montville, so you might hear a little bit of a pitter-patter of raindrops in the background. Hopefully that adds to the atmosphere today. But yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy time. I this past week finished, I had a artist market that took place in the back alley of a bouldering facility in Morningside, Queensland. So that was actually super fun, super wholesome. Like when you do this traveling art carny life of mine, you get all sorts of things, you know. You go from your really big, crazy artist markets to, you know, your more smaller ones and everything in between. And this was quite heartwarming. I got to spend a good amount of time with, like, some other artists that were at the market, which is always quite heartwarming. Meet some really cool people and have some great chats, which was super, super nice. A big thank you to 9Degrees for having me for that one. That was super nice. Then on the Sunday, of course, we had the big old wrestling club evening. Wrestling club with Chris Things at the Scratch, part 9 that we'll be jumping into a little bit later. But in the meantime, this current week, guys, I have some exciting news. I did announce it on my Instagram, and it's currently on my website, but this Friday for my in-person events, I'll be taking part in a group show in Mexico City that is officially being put on by CMLL, Mexico is the shit. I am so, like, I can't believe this came together. Massive thank you to Luis Hernandez. And este la tercera cuerda for you know, being, you know, I guess putting me over and whatever, but that just blows me away. I so wish I could be there in person, but I'm just excited to have my art as part of such an awesome looking show. The title is Demasiada Lucha Ya Está Aquí. You think I could have said that a little bit more confidently, but anyway, I'm not great at Spanish, guys, I'm sorry. I'll try to get better. That translates to too much fight, I believe. So this show is starting. The opening night is on the 16th. It takes place at the Mexico is the Shit Store on Merida 151 Colonia Roma in Ciudad de Mexico. And yeah, man, I am just delighted to be part of it. Exhibition that pays tribute to the universe of Mexican wrestling like never before, apparently. But man, I'm just so tickled to be part of it, and so grateful. You know, I obviously have a massive love for the world of Lucha Libre, and for Mexican wrestling, and for El Consejo and Arena Mexico. So to actually get to be part of it, as honestly, it sounds cheesy, but it is a dream come true. Especially for like a bloody Aussie gringo like me, like what world even is this? So I'm super stoked about that. I'm going to be keeping my eyes and ears out for every bit of you know, pictures and video and stuff that I can see of the art exhibition. And I've seen some of the other artists that are involved in this as well, who are just extremely talented. So I just feel very lucky to be in their company, to be honest. So yeah, man. If you're in Mexico City, jump along to that one. Then on Sunday the 18th, I will be at Lucha Fantastica in Sydney. I always have so much love for the dudes at Lucha Fantastica. Señor Fantastico puts on an insane show, and this one's extra special because it's actually part of the Sydney Comedy Festival, which is like for y'all overseas. You know, this comedy festival is a pretty big deal here in Australia, so. I am quite tickled to get to be, you know, there hawking my art as Lucha Fantastica is just shown to a bit of a new audience. They're going to have, like, brand new sort of characters for the show, and I am just very excited to see what it's going to look like. But if you'd like to come along, please do. I'd love to see you there. Come over, say hi. We can enjoy it together, you know? and yeah, I'm stoked to be traveling down there and catching up with my dear buddy Josh, my former wrestling tag team partner, who was very graciously allowing me to stay at his house during this weekend. So very excited about that. And then another cool thing that came together as we get on to June, I'm going to be taking part in a Sunshine Coast art show, a Sunshine Coast weirdo art show at that. So I'm super excited to get to explore a bit more of the scene up here, especially when it comes to that lowbrow weirdo art that I love to kind of play in that space of. So that's kind of my main stuff that I have coming up there. But yeah, guys, I'm honestly so excited, especially like about that that CMLL art show. Honestly, such a cool thing, and it's one of those moments where you have to be like, dude, is this real? But yeah, it's like a weird thing about this art life, I guess, where you put in a lot of work for a long period of time. And you know, along the way you have various different things that happen, different disappointments or things that didn't quite come to pass or whatever. And you just keep going. That's my biggest advice to anyone out there, anyone who might be an artist who wants to, you know, do more with their art or just try to see how far you can take it. You know, of any area of speciality, like, just keep doing it, man. Like, you might have certain things that happen where you're like, oh, dude, that kind of sucked. But the key is just to keep it going and to keep pushing this thing uphill. And I am such a believer that if you keep putting yourself into something that you love in an obsessive manner, just keep chasing this thing no matter what, you know, it will, you know, that passion will return to you in positive ways. So I really do believe in, even if it looks like it's such a unfounded, unlikely thing, keep plugging away, keep doing it, and eventually good things will happen. So grateful, so excited about that. Also, of course, as I mentioned last week, we're sort of getting into the tail end of our big old our Way the Blade AEW edition of the show. Super excited, I mean of the book. Super excited about that. So hopefully, if you're in America, get on that pre-order. If not, I'll have deets for when the release for the rest of the world is out. Finally, I did really want to say something. So last week, my match of the week, I picked that amazing, crazy, wild spectacle that was Joey Janela versus Sabu in Sabu's retirement match. Farewell to one of the most original, unique, incredible wrestlers that there ever was. And you know, I really loved that match, obviously. And I was quite stoked with the illustration that I did of it, of Sabu writhing in the barbed wire. I absolutely adored everything that Joey did in that match to help Sabu through that moment. And then and that got a really nice positive kind of reception. But then the start of this week, we got the news that crushed me, dude, that Sabu passed away. I only got around to watching this match last week, and then I was so excited about it, and obviously I made the art of it, and I was very much in the Sabu sort of like mode. I originally, from my trip from Mexico, I was hoping at the end I'd be able to go and catch that show, to see Sabu's retirement. And then things happened, and don't get me started about this traveling to America right now, but I wasn't there, but so I got to appreciate this now, and then to have that news come so quickly after. I think I'm like a lot of people, I'm quite shook about it. I think more than anything though, I'm just so grateful that Sabu got to have that moment of celebration, that moment of everyone giving him his flowers. Such a wild, amazing, such totally fitting match to be his send-off. A lot of wrestlers don't get to have that for their last match. So I adored it, and I thought that was amazing. And I have so much love for Joey Janela and for GCW and for Brett Lauderdale for putting that on. But yeah, man, it was just such a wild feeling to be like, whoa, I don't know. We'll see how we go. Obviously, I'll have the match of the week of the episode of this podcast to maybe drill down a little bit more into it and talk a little bit more about what, Sabu has meant to me as a wrestling fan over the years, and what he's meant to a lot of people. So yeah, I would like to do that properly, but just for now I just wanted to sort of like address it and also make sure to say fuck those people who are making out that Joey or GCW did anything wrong with this. Like, you guys have no idea, and it really makes me so angry, how cruel people can be, especially to someone like Joey, who is, basically this is his love letter to his hero, and people trying to turn that into a nasty thing, and I just think that's totally unfounded. But let's focus on the positivity, guys. I think it was a lovely moment, seeing Sabu and Joey in the ring together. I thought it was beautiful, and I thought it was so well done, and it was crazy as shit, and it was everything that Sabu was. So I thought it was a beautiful tribute, and yeah, I've very much enjoyed reading a lot of the things so far of what what Sabu has meant to so many in the wrestling industry and so many, you know, tape traders and everything alike these last few days. But yeah, man, rest in peace, Sabu. All right, let's jump into a little bit of wrestling club here. I think it's that time in the show. Stop my waffling. Let's do this. Let's send it over to Wrestling Club 9 at the Scratch. Why don't people understand my intention? It is time for the Wrestling Club. I'm very excited to see everyone here. Thank you. Thank you. I have some weird shit planned, as always, and let's hope I can outdo myself in terms of possibly offensive wrestling. So let's enjoy Wrestling Club! Not what teachers said to do, making dreams come true, living tissue, warm flesh, weird science. Right, so the playlist in question. So here we are. The night started out with, you know, after my dumb little speech, I decided we needed to go to New Japan Pro Wrestling, Kobe War Memorial Hall, October 20th, 1996, the famed Great Muta versus Jushin Liger, the birth of Kishin Liger match. This match, guys, was something that originally really made me fall in love with Japanese wrestling. Just visually so iconic. This whole thing, there's so much to love about it. Oh my gosh, don't get me started. If you know the match, you know the match. If you don't, please watch the match. I thought that got us off to a good start, okay? We then had a WWF toy commercial from 1987 for the stretch wrestling toys, which I wasn't aware of until I came across this delightful commercial with Junkyard Dog and a few others. This is just lovely. We then went to something completely different in a tribute match to another of my fallen favorites, Black Terry, a tremendous match that he had against Wotan in Chilanga Mask on the 21st of August of 2016. This match is just an absolutely wild, beautiful, bloody brawl. It was part of the original Way of the Blade book. I have so much thanks to Phil Schneider for getting me onto this tremendous match and really starting a love affair that I had with the great man that was Black Terry. So I was super stoked to play something just from that environment as well. You know, just everything about it, the dirt floors, the gravel. It was just a beautiful bloody brawl. We then go to WCW Saturday Night 1993, whereby Cactus Jack challenges Vader to a world championship match the following week. We then go to FMW to a match that, if you've seen it again, you will never forget. But this one took place at the Jingu Pool Stadium. It was a no ropes barbed wire current C mine explosion double hell death match. Man. This one featured Hideki Hosaka, Mr. Pogo, and the Gladiator Mike Awesome going up against it. Sushi Onida, Katsutoshi Niyama, and Mr. Ganesuke in a just wild, ridiculous match from the get-go of coming out on those little boats, a wrestling ring floating on a pool. This was delightful, and I think I lived up to my statement in that intro where I was really, you know, thinking, is this the one where I went too far? I forgot in this match there's a particular point of viciousness with Mr. Pogo and his scythe, where he is just driving it into Onita's abdomen, and there is so much blood, and it is so violent that the bar staff actually said to me, Chris, maybe you should have given a content warning for this one. I felt so bad. I was like, yeah, this is probably a bit early in the night for this sort of gruesome visuals. You know, I mainly remember from this match the amazing, you know, explosions when they get thrown into the water and all of the fun ridiculousness of that. But I forgot there's some really gnarly, intensely violent stuff with that that scythe. Sorry about that, but, you know, I think there were some fellow freaks there that also enjoyed it as well. Tremendous, ridiculous match. We then jump back to WCW Saturday Night, whereby Vader, accompanied by Harley Race, accepts the challenge of Cactus Jack for the World Championship match the following week. We then jump a little bit forward in WCW Saturday Night from 1998, this one taking place on June 20th, a match that I have very fond memories of between DDP and Eddie Guerrero. If you know the match, you know the diamond cutter we're talking about, but the overall match is so much fun as well. It's so good and a real testament to just how bloody great, of course, Eddie was, but also DDP. Big fan of DDP. We then get the match in question, Vader versus Cactus Jack, WCW Saturday Night at Center Stage from April 17th, 1993. A match that I adore, a match that mainly consists of Vader punching Cactus in the face and nose. Another one I had the pleasure of doing the illustration for in the original Way of the Blade book. Prints of that are available up on my little website, christhinks.com.au, if you would like to get such things. Plugs aside, we then jump to another match that I find so fascinating. It is a Kana Produce Show, or Asuka, as she might be known in WWE these days, against the recently retired Meiko Satomura, one of my favorite female wrestlers of all time. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Man, Meiko Satomura is awesome. So this one, a tremendously interesting match that took place on the 25th of February 2014 at Kana Pro, I guess was the name of Kana's promotion. At that time, took place at, it says Corrigan Hall, but felt more like Shinjuku Face. I'll have to double check on that. I assume cage matches, right? Anyway, this match is delightful because it, in addition to being a match between two of the greatest Joshi wrestlers ever, but it also had a live musical accompaniment from a shamisen performer on the ramp. Playing live music during the match. There's tasteful, weird lighting. This is bizarre in the best of ways, and it's just a really great match as well. We then go to Terry Funk, Puerto Rican promo, where he's been surprised by that dastardly Hugo Savanovich in his house. He's woken up. He's still wearing his sleepy clothes, pajamas, some might call it. I don't know. He's quite upset, and hilarity ensues. We then get a WCW Nitro video game trailer for PlayStation Underground. I don't know what this was, but it was delightful in the weirdest of ways, including Rey Mysterio Jr. and Bret Hart having to defend how violent this game is, and that if people don't understand that it's just video game violence, maybe they shouldn't play it. I don't know if that's how you sell a video game. I guess so. This was just delightful and campy and wonderful. We get another Terry Funk WWC Puerto Rican promo whereby he's training for the upcoming tournament. He has his head stuck in some sort of cow holding contraption. It's a great time. Any Terry promo is a great time, but this one especially, I miss Terry. We then get a wonderful little squash match between Andre the Giant and the Duke of Dorchester. This was my first time seeing the Duke of Dorchester, and my gosh, what a guy. What an enhancement talent. This the faces this guy makes during this match, tremendous. We then get our Terry Funk match of the evening, and might I say, it is a doozy. This one took place. Terry Funk versus none other than The Sheik on May 5th, 1994 at Kawasaki Stadium. This match is incredible. I love this so much. I don't know how old The Sheik is. Maybe 60 years old here. Yeah, who knows? But this was tremendous. We then move on to another match that is just... So it's the ECW on TNN run of 1999, and a match that I feel really goes under the radar. Two Cold Scorpio wrestling Mike Awesome for the ECW world title on the ECW on TNN TV show at the time. Damn, this match was so much fun. I loved every moment. And then we finally wrap it up. We get a fantastically odd WWF Our Season Never Ends promo featuring the Macho Man from 1994. I guess there was a baseball strike on it this time, and they really wanted to drive that dagger in and say that, you know, the WWF season never ends. It's so weird. I think I'll have to include it on this podcast. Just a wonderful thing. And then finishing up with the main event of the evening. Yes, we went back to March 5th, 2006 at Budokan Hall Pro Wrestling Noah, a match that is one of my favorite matches of all time. We have Kenta Kobashi wrestling his protege, Kenta, in a match that is just so darn awesome. This captures everything about that massive, amazing, epic feel of Noah of that time. Some of the best wrestling in the world at the time and ever, full stop. This is great. So that is our playlist, and I am excited to go around the room at the event and see what everyone thought. Let's go back to the live audio of Wrestling Club 9.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Everyone can be recorded for posterity for the podcast here, but a wrap-up of the evening. We've just gone through a bunch of weird and wonderful wrestling, and I'm very intrigued to see what is everyone's favourite part now that we've just run over the card. So, Joe, you're holding the microphone. How about we start with you? What do you think?
I'll go with the first match, which is Thunder Liger and... The Great Muta. Yeah, I'll go with that one. That'll be my choice.
The birth of Kishin Liger.
And yes, the having painting your face underneath the mask and then having that taken off to reveal your ultimate form is very Dragon Ball Z. And so I'll go with that.
I love that. I was, I think I was mentioning to Faz during that one. That was one of the first Japanese wrestling matches that I ever saw on a bootleg VHS tape that I got in the mail from who knows who when I was probably 12 years old. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I need to see more Japanese wrestling. So that created a lot of the love fest that we got with this thing. But I'm glad to hear you liked it, dude. All right, what do we got over here? We start in the corner.
I'm a wrestling rookie, so I don't really have much to say except I like the costume of Cactus Jack, the leopard print. I vibed it. As you can see. Yeah. So that's my moment from tonight.
I really appreciate that. That match is like so gross, but for the grossness of being punched in the nose repetitively, but like for the outfit to stand out above that is a testament to fashion, and I love it.
Love that.
All right, what do we got?
Yeah, mine would be Cactus Jack too. To like see Mick Foley on Mother's Day, iconic.
Tremendous.
Mommy!
So good.
I think for me, it's the sickle in the head. I don't think you can beat that moment.
Oh, a swimming pool death match. Heck yeah. That really, really made me happy. Like I said, that was the point where I was like, have I gone too far? There's a guy who's possibly getting his spleen stabbed with a sickle, and there's a blood all over the place. It's like 6:10 at a bar where who knows. Yeah, I was like, is it too much? But to hear that, thank you, man. I feel like we didn't go too far, perhaps. Bradley, what do you got?
I mean, it wasn't too far, but it wasn't correct. I mean, the best match was Kanter and Kobashi, but that's obvious. And so I'll go with Kana and Satomura, because the live music accompaniment was delightful, and Asuka was for a long time my favorite just wrestler in WWE, so just to see some of her early stuff was awesome. And they were just pulling out some really awesome counters in that as well, which was a bit hard to read against the black light, but like once you worked out what was going on, it's like a fantastic match.
It was so fascinating. I really wanted to play some sort of tribute to Satomura with her recently retiring. And there's a bunch of red matches I could have played. Like, she had some awesome matches against Aja Kong, if anyone wants to do some homework. But yeah, there's something about that match that was so unique. And I was like, that is what I want at Wrestling Club. A live musical accompaniment with like tasteful, weird lighting. I thought it was delightful. Yeah, hard hat wrestling. Yeah. All right, what do we got, guys?
I think my favorite was the Kano and Satomura as well, because yeah, that live accompaniment is so cool, and it struck me like three quarters of the way through, like there's been barely any pinfall attempts, like they've just been going at it this whole time, like so impressively, and I was like, oh, they've like not been like really doing much fitting. They've just been going so crazy. It was awesome.
It's such a great testament to really well done submission wrestling, when it's like you can just watch it and there's not like the, you know, the big near falls or whatever. Like you can tell a great story with like just rad submission wrestling. So
yeah, cool.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah,
what you got, my friend?
Yeah, I'd have to go with Kenta and Kenta Kobashi. Just it's a classic match, and it just they hit so hard, it's unbelievable. I don't know how Kobashi takes a kick to the head like he did. He just tanks it. It's crazy. But like that's my favorite genre, is just like the early pro wrestling Noah, just really super tough, not really selling anything, but.
I think I started maybe with the Great Muda and Liger and that sort of classic stuff. Yeah. And then once I got to the real big boys of All Japan with that real physicality, and like I affectionately refer to it as like snuff wrestling, because people are clearly getting hurt for my entertainment, but I appreciate it, you know? And I think it's really done better than that big, big time Noah. Yeah. So. Good choice, my friend. I think we're going to finish it up with Faz, unless you would like to have a vote here. All right, Faz.
Oh, thanks for asking, Chris. I'll tell you my least favorite was
that's what I want to hear as well.
That Black Terry rubbish.
Oh, my gosh.
Just, yeah.
That's such a controversial thing. You died recently, dude.
Well, I felt like dying after watching that match. you outdid yourself otherwise, though. There was some good stuff in there. The Cactus Jack was brutal. Seeing Eddie and DDP with that sweet modified diamond cutter was cool. But I think I'm going to have to give it to the main event. Kenta versus Kenta. Hard hitting. Told a great story. Very enjoyable.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear it. If I had to say my vote of the evening, I teetering between two. Obviously, that Noah main event was what I thought was like the most fitting thing for our main event of the evening. There's a big part of me that's like, that's my favorite match. But if I had to speak to my most inner, honest Chris,
Spike Dudley Kamala.
It was actually Spike Dudley versus the Ugandan something. He wasn't actually Kamala. Oh. He was like a knockoff Kamala. Yeah. But no, I think my actual favorite was the Terry Funk versus the Sheik old man battle. There was just so much love I have for that, and the visuals of it, and the fire, and the blood, and just old men trying to wrestle. I love. That is my favorite match of the evening. But thank you, everyone, for coming. Right, there we go. I think a pretty nice evening had by all that. I enjoyed the playlist. More than I can say for Faz during that Black Terry match. Oh my gosh, what a heel you are, Senor Fazio. That's okay. You know, all takes are welcome here. But dude, I had a lot of fun. I still think it's just so nice to get to, you know, bring together people to celebrate this weird and wonderful thing that is professional wrestling. I had a few different people come up to me in the evening and you know, let me know, you know, just what they thought, and you know, that they dig this thing and they're looking forward to the playlist and going through it and everything. And yeah, it just makes me feel really nice, you know, because the whole thing of this is about bringing people together to celebrate this stuff that, at least for, you know, for me growing up, was not something celebrated. You know, watching these matches is more like the point of embarrassing, like being a nerd that no one wants to talk to. This like weirdo obsessions that you want to keep, you know, like private and you know, make sure no one finds out about. So getting to celebrate that is something that's never lost on me, and I really appreciate. And you know, the extension of been getting to do this like art stuff of this, and you know, kind of making that my life's work is something that I'm very passionate about, of course. But yeah, I'm having fun. I'm watching a lot of wrestling, which is always a good time. And dude, that Terry Funk Sheik match, you gotta watch that one. My gosh, but the whole thing, just so good. Anyway, I think that brings us about to the end of our show here. I hope you got some enjoyment out of it. I hope you feel a little bit like you were at the wrestling club. If you would like to watch said playlist, you know, for some ways, I'm sure you'd be able to procure the matches I've spoken about today yourself. But if you'd like me to make that a little bit easier, I will be sending out all of the match links in my monthly newsletter. So you can be signed up to that one on the contact page of christhings.com.au, christhings.com.au/contact, I believe. I do know that I am a month behind. I missed out on last month's one with everything that was going on. And I guess maybe I now have to do two in one, or I do two a week separated. I don't know. We'll see how we go, but I will get you those, the playlist and video links to all of the matches that we talked about today. And if you, you know, watch any of them and have any particular, you know, things that you thought about them, or any of your, you know, personal, you know, thoughts or recollections or anything that those matches meant to you, please feel free to send me a message. Swing me a message at on either my Instagram, at ChrisThings, or on said website, on said contact page. Always appreciate those. But yeah, man, I think that's about it for today. I will keep everyone posted on the new AEW edition of Way of the Blade coming out. And of course, I'll keep you posted on all of the rest of the things. And of course, our matches of the week, you know, every Friday here in Australia, or Thursday, I guess it would be, in North America. They will be there, you know, rain, hail, or shine. I really love me some wrestling, so no way I'm going to be missing that. But just please know I appreciate every one of y'all out there who supports, who, and even, you know, for supporting by listening to me ramble on for 40 minutes on this podcast. I appreciate your taking the time to listen to this thing, and you know, hopefully get some enjoyment out of it. And you know, if you are of the arty kind, hopefully some of this maybe encourages you to jump on it and make a little bit of art. I don't know. All right, I think that brings us to a close. Big thank you as well to Social Suplex, socialsuplex.com, the thing that allows me to do this thing. You know, keeping the lights on, I really appreciate those guys. Social Suplex is the hub for a bunch of other rad wrestling podcasts. In addition to this one, from One Nation Radio to the New Japan podcast, Keeping It Strong Style, to the Trish and Sarah podcast. Almost forgot there. My gosh, what's going on here today? Imps WWE Adventure. We've got the man. I've lost my rhythm here, guys. Let's see if I can bring this back. We've got the Trish and Sarah podcast. We've got Tunnel Talk, Imps WWE Adventure, AEW Match Recommendation podcast. All things Elite. All right, I think I got there in the end. Tunnel Talk. I did already mention that. Oh man, what a day. I got my coffee here in front of me. Clearly it's not doing its thing. But anyway, hope you all are having fun. Hope if you haven't already, make sure to listen to that interview I did last week with Porta Feritas. Very proud of that one. Rad dude. And yeah, I just want to thank everyone out there for allowing me to do what I do. I love it, and I hope I get to keep doing it for as long as possible. Thanks, team. Until next week. Enjoy!
Superstars still believe in making dreams come true. The World Wrestling Federation. Our season never ends.
Do you guys ever go on strike?
No, we never.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.